Well, it may not be music to the ears of most people, but for an NDP staffer, apparently Question Period has provided inspiration. Inspiration for a musical that premieres this Friday as part of the Ottawa Fringe Festival. Here's a preview.
When I went door knocking to try and see if people went out to vote, most folks said, get the hell off my property. Kept up my spiel until one guy chased me down the street with a shotgun. He stopped and hollered,
"You're lucky that this thing's registered."
Hi, I'm Ed Gillis. I wrote and am producing the Question Period, the musical at Fringe Fest this year. I play the Minister of Finance and a senator. Basically, it follows a new MP, Finn Opetovskopoulos, from the riding of Forest View, Riverside, Peacetown, Muckluck, Saint-Jean, Hippieville, Yummy Veggie Burg, which we've intentionally made long, like a lot of the other ones. It just follows him traveling through Parliament and learning the cynical side and the hopeful side, trying to advance his ideas and kind of running headlong into a lot of the roadblocks that are out there. And then going along with just a lot of funny gags that are in the house that I think Wayne and Schuster would have been happy with.
My friend forgot to take off Facebook. I was really drunk, and parts of me were showing that shouldn't have been.
Just a bunch of Ottawa-based folks from all walks of life. We have a medical doctor, some public servants, some folks who work on the Hill, software developers, and a whole bunch of just crazy people who've all come together with various levels of talent and gifts and experience, and we just all kind of put it together.
Hi, I'm Eric Hendrick, and I play the role of Finn Opetovskopoulos. I'm a civil servant, and I was on a coffee break one day, and I was reading the Hill Times, and I saw Ed's picture and a write-up about this zany comedy. And I thought, okay, you know, it's been a while that I wanted to be in a play. I mean, I haven't been in a play, I don't think, since I was in probably grade one or two or something. And so I got in touch with him, and before I knew it, I was offered, the role of Finn, and my heart sort of sank, and I was excited at the same time because, you know, to sort of drive the story is a lot of pressure.
Mr. Speaker. My policy is too tight for this mic. My polling numbers are way out of sight, so just sit back and watch me take flight. I'm Alexander Peets, and he's a Coors Light. I've got a team that's totally hype. He's got pawns. I got rooks and knights, so if he wants to keep on this fight and go to the voters to see who's right, he can come at me with a confidence motion on any issue, any notion. I'll slap him around like sunshine.
So my name is Danielle Hagee, and I play Teresa, who is the Minister of Women's Stuff. The idea is that all of the men in government decided that all of the typical women's issues were too boring, so I have become responsible for all of those issues. I did some acting in high school, and I haven't acted since. So it's been fun getting back into it, and it's been really fun hanging out with a group of people that I might not otherwise get to know, and being in a play that with subject matter that is very relevant to Canadian politics, and just the fact that the play was written before the election and then how everything turned out, just the parallels has been quite uncanny and a lot of fun to be able to play around with.
Good thing about the Senate,
no one can ever say they bribed us to vote their way because we are already
the play definitely exaggerates. But I think in the exaggeration, it highlights some of the challenges and the problems that Canadians are seeing in Parliament a lot, especially with Question Period. And I think Canadians really want to see parliamentarians at work and working hard. And having had experience volunteering in an MP's office, I have seen that. They do work very hard, but then the part that is often publicized, Question Period, it just turns into antics and it almost a bit of a farce. And so we're just really exaggerating on that to call upon the fact that, you know what, like, we want you to get down to business. We want you to work and to put aside all the nonsense and to focus on getting things done.
We care a lot
about my party and the fact we are the best, which I will demonstrate by dissing all the rest. All they do is cheat and all they say are lies. If they were government, then we would all just cry.
I've learned that although I never thought that I could sing in the shower, and I will always tell people, no, I can't sing, but I can whatever. And I think a lot of the folks here as well are people that never imagined themselves being in a production or being in a show. They just went for it. The guy who plays our leader of the official opposition, we've been friends for a long time, and he comes to the audition, and he whips out this rap that is out of absolutely nowhere. And I went, whoa, you've got this talent. And he's, I didn't know either. So what I've learned, I guess, is you throw yourself out there and try, and there's we all have a lot of gifts that we don't know about for sure.
Next week, it'll all change when the loyal opposition gets a new mission, a new thing, and that'll be the end of the old thing. And then we start again in the off chair.
I mean, what was, I think, funnest is taking all these serious issues and then just throwing something random in. My favorite line is, our gross domestic product is grosser than your mom. So.
Now, I presume the leader of the opposition will repeat his question in French, even though we have had simultaneous translation.
And our thanks to our own Denise Fung and Christine Mackey for putting that piece together. Question Period, the musical, premieres this Friday as part of the Ottawa Fringe Festival. And for more information on the Fringe, go to the website fringe.com.